I stayed 4 terrestrial days in the underground domain of this truly learned being, after which, with the dervish Boga Edin, I returned to that Bukharian town whence we had come. And thus ended my first meeting with this remarkable man. During those 4 days, he demonstrated and explained a great deal more to us about the laws of vibrations. But the most interesting thing for me personally was the explanation he gave us last of all as to how and why, in that wild place, far from any settlement of contemporary three-brained beings, gas and light existed in this underground domain of his. During his account, while telling us certain details, this highly sympathetic terrestrial three-brained being could not restrain himself, and suddenly, in his sincerity, he began to weep, which so touched me that even now I cannot forget it. Certain data brought to light by this account of his can serve your future existence as good material for confrontation and can help you understand all the results of what is called subjective destiny. That is, the results that generally occur in our great megalocosmos, where a multitude of relatively independent individuals arise and exist together. It often happens that when people exist together, destiny for a separate individual appears to be absolutely unjust for him in the process of his personal existence. But for all the other beings around him, there is harvested from this an abundance of just fruits, just, that is, in the objective sense. And that is why I wish to tell you about this in as much detail as possible, and will even try to repeat what he said word for word. He gave this account not long before our departure from this underground domain, that is, from the place that convinced me that the results attained by the reason of former three-brained beings have not been entirely lost, even on your planet. Although the subsequent generations of the beings of this peculiar planet, on account of their abnormal being existence, have ceased to transmute in themselves the cosmic truths discovered by their ancestors, and although these truths have not progressed there as they do everywhere else, nevertheless they are automatically concentrated in that strange underground kingdom of your planet, to await further development and perfecting by future three-brained beings.